Are you ready for 60 bone-crunching minutes of inside info and expert analysis? It's the fantasy football coverage real handicappers crave. Packed with stats without going into sudden-death overtime. So get off the sideline and get into the game. There's no stopping the Power Hour.
Welcome to the Power Hour. I'm your host, Ron Jumper. I'm joined by my fantasy guru, Rick Atkinson, and the freak, Joe Franklin. We've got a great show lined up for you today. We're going to talk a little bit about everything that's going on in the preseason, fantasy football, college, and pro. Did you guys watch that Monday night game?
I did. I enjoyed it. The Ravens got off to a good start on defense, as you expect. And then Mark Sanchez was able to rebound after some trouble early. And also, Kellen Clemens made a mistake. He threw a pick six as well. So Mark Sanchez locked down the starting position based on that. And like we talked about last week, he's the guy that's getting paid the big dollars. So, and the competition's close.
Right.
He's the guy.
Right. It's interesting. I have a little bit of opposite about Mark Sanchez. I think it's all myth. But anyway, I'll get more into that in the next segment. We got a great guest on today, Vince Mullins of FantasyCollegeBlitz.com. We're going to talk a little bit about running backs, all college fantasy football, everything going on there with him. It'll be great. We're going to break down our pro fantasy quarterbacks, you know, break all our top ones, sleepers, where you should draft them, everything. And the Bay Bracket is finally out. That's important. That's the most important thing we're going to talk about today. And free picks. I'm 7-5, 58% so far in the preseason. I'm going to have another big winner for you at the end of the show tonight. So you want to stay tuned for that one. We're going to have some team win totals. The guys are going to go back and forth saying over-under on the Dallas Cowboys, Green Bay Packers, Pittsburgh Steelers, and some other teams. Should be exciting. So looking forward to it. We've got a great show lined up for today. And we're going to take a break. But first up, we're going to talk preseason when we get back. You're listening to the Power Hour presented by SportsOverload.com, the premier source for free fantasy football and handicapping analysis. We'll be right back.
Are you tired of major brand tire dressings dripping all over your car? Nobody wants messy tire products slinging back. They cause potential damage to your paint job. Introducing Miracle Glaze Super Gloss Tire Dressing. Miracle Glaze protects rubber from harmful UV and ozone rays. It bonds to your tire surface within minutes, and just a few sprays of Miracle Glaze goes a long way. No wiping necessary. Other brands sling dressing everywhere, but Miracle Glaze really does stay on the tire, and we can prove it. Go to MiracleGlaze.com to view the amazing results of the sling test. Miracle Glaze introduces a unique custom blend that never stains and never slings. Other products can degrade the rubber and often cause cracks on interiors. Miracle Glaze also adds a high-gloss shine to leather, plastic, vinyl, and wood. Treat your tires to the good stuff with non-sling Miracle Glaze. Go to MiracleGlaze.com today for more information.
If risking a fall while climbing the ladder to clean out your gutters doesn't sound like a weekend well spent, then you need the LeafGuard system on your home. You'll never have to worry about cleaning out your gutters again. LeafGuard is the only patented one-piece hood and gutter system, and it's earned the Good Housekeeping seal. It's designed so that water flows freely into the gutter, but leaves, pine needles, and other debris doesn't. Clog-free guaranteed. Larger downspouts carry water away fast, helping to protect your home's foundation and landscaping from damaging rains. Call 1-800-893-8140 now and save up to 50% on labor. We'll custom make your leaf guard system right on site in one of 14 colors to choose from. Call 1-800-893-8140 and make no payment for 6 months. Ask how you can receive a gift card good for $100 worth of gasoline with your purchase of the leaf guard system. Call 1-800-893-8140 now. That's 1-800-893-8140 for leaf guard.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. This is Joe Franklin for Miracle Glaze Super Gloss Tire Dressing. Listen up, because Miracle Glaze is the choice for car dealers, professionals, and the detail industry. The big problem with most tire dressings is they sling off your tires and back onto your paint job. It's a mess, and if you don't want that, nobody does, then choose Miracle Glaze. Miracle Glaze introduces the new technology that never stains and never slings. It bonds to your tire surfaces within minutes, no wiping necessary, so treat your vehicle to the good stuff with non-sling Miracle Glaze. Check out MiracleGlaze.com today for more information.
Right, Miracle Glaze actually have a sling test on their website you can go to, and they actually prove that it doesn't sling and get everywhere when you put it on your tires, so they can actually put the competitions up versus theirs, and theirs actually outperforms it. So they actually do prove it to you on the website. you want to go check it out at miracleglaze.com, you can do that. But now, up for the preseason. See, I'm the opposite on Mark Sanchez. I wasn't sold. I looked at that scoring drive that he supposedly like bounced back and showed his resilience. It was 3rd and 12. They threw a 16-yard screen pass to Leon Washington. He breaks. He keeps the drive alive. Then it's 3rd and 10 again, backed up. 15-yard draw by Leon Washington. Then it's 3rd and 9 again, 3rd and long again. And I really think it was a 19-yard touchdown pass to Leon Washington, but it was a wheel route. It was a great call by offensive coordinator Brian Schottenheimer. They had Leon Washington run a wheel route down the sideline, matched up on a linebacker, and Sanchez threw it over the top. I really would put more credit to Leon Washington and offensive coordinator Brian Schottenheimer than I would give to Mark Sanchez, really just being above and beyond there. So I would still be a little bit skeptical about Mark Sanchez being a big-time guy.
I came off with the same feeling. I mean, Washington was the guy that I saw out of that and thought, wow, there's a guy I'm going to be keeping my eye on real close. And the other side of it is I thought Joe Flacco looked excellent. I thought, you know, I was really impressed with his play and the number of passing attempts. It just didn't look like the Ravens out there. They were throwing the ball all over the field. That really kind of, from a fantasy perspective, it makes Flacco look like maybe a good option for, one of the lower run quarterbacks, number 10, 9 or 10 quarterback
right.
in the league.
Maybe a guy that, depending on the matchup, when they play the Browns or somebody, you might pick up Flacco and put him in. A couple months ago, I was really down on the Ravens. They lost several guys from that defense to the Jets and wherever. And Derek Mason was in and out of retirement. You know, that didn't get as much publicity as Favre. But when I didn't think they were going to have Mason and they lost several guys from the defense, I was a little down on the Ravens. I wasn't sure if they were going to be back and be a team in the playoff hunt. But now Joe Flacco looks amazing. Derek Mason's back. The defense is obviously still going to be great. I'm still pretty high on the Ravens.
They're passing the ball more, and also that defensive scheme is still in place. Even though Rex Ryan has moved on, defensive scheme is still in place. The guy that came up under him has replaced him. And just going back to Mark Sanchez for a sec, Rick and I talked off air, you know, before we came on, and I'm the same way. Leon Washington bailed the whole team out, I felt, more so than just bailing out Sanchez at the time. But as I mentioned earlier, with the competition being that close, you're going to go with the younger guy and the guy you're paying the big money to.
Right.
So, you know, there's not a lot of separation between him and Kellen Clemens, and I still think Sanchez is the better pick in the long run.
Right. Well, if Kellen Clemens was going to be your franchise quarterback, he's had time to try and show you that, and he hasn't done it yet, so you have to go with Sanchez. Now, moving on to the other potential franchise quarterback, Matthew Stafford. And when I look at this situation, I worry about throwing him into the fire too soon because they don't have an offensive line to protect him, and I don't want it to be another David Carr situation where he gets out there, runs around for his life, and it really just ruins his confidence, and you know it makes it hard for him to develop, and he's just never the same. If you step him out there too soon, it makes it hard for him to develop. Sometimes it works. With Peyton Manning, his rookie year, he went out there and really struggled, and it worked. But with Matthew Stafford, I'd be a little leery of sticking him out there too quickly.
And we all agreed last week when we were talking about our quarterback battles that Stafford is a guy that's going to come off the bench. He's not going to start at the beginning of the season, but he will see some time on the field once the Lions fall apart, which that's probably going to be pretty early in the season.
Right.
You got to worry, though, in Detroit's situation. They need to sell tickets, and that's a tough market right now to sell tickets. Stafford's probably the bigger draw than you know anybody else they could put up there. That's who those people want to see. So you worry a little bit, will economics demand that they play him sooner than they should?
Right. Now, changing gears a little bit, Edgerrin James signed with the Seattle Seahawks. Does that have any fantasy relevance to you, Rick?
I think the wheels have come off with him. Edge is just too old now. There's a short lifespan for most running backs, and he outlived it. I mean, he went on longer than most guys ever could in the NFL, and it's just done now. That whole mess up there in Seattle, it's hard to find fantasy players outside of Hassel back up there. I don't know who you pick off of that team.
Jones, Manzada.
Yeah, but Hassel, even there, Hasselbeck has always spread the ball around so much, you wonder – you think he's going to be the prime. He will be the prime target, but how much does the prime target get in Seattle?
So you still got Nate Burleson, you got Deion Branch, John Carlson, their tight ends emerged. Edgerrin James catches the ball well out of the backfield, Julius Jones. So he's going to spread the ball around, and Deion Butler, a guy they drafted out of Penn State in the second round. So they've got 6-7 guys that are going to get a lot of touches, and T.J. Houshmandzadeh will be probably the leading receiver, but how much is that? Is that 800 yards? Is it 1,200? It's a little bit hard to decide how much that is going to be. One thing about Edgerrin James, though, I feel like in a right situation, he could get it going a little bit. You know, he is the active leading rusher in the NFL right now with 12,000 career yards. He's 11th all-time. He's only 191 yards away from being 8th all-time, passing Marcus Allen, Marshall Faulk, Jim Brown, and being 8th all-time by the end of this year. I give Edgerrin James props. He may not be a big fantasy stud this year, but he's going to be a And he's going to be remembered as a he's going to be one of the top 10 running backs of all time when all said and done. So he's had a great career. Now, I found a few numbers that were a little bit misleading. I was looking over some stats from last year. The Saints were actually fifth in rushing touchdowns. You think of them as a pass-happy offense. And that leads me to my next point. Reggie Bush hasn't been healthy. Pierre Thomas hadn't been healthy. What do you think about the Saints running back situation?
You know, Thomas is the guy I've been looking at and really targeting in a lot of my drafts. But, he's a little dinged up. And Mike Bell is stepping up. All of a sudden, you know, they're excited about Mike Bell. And, you know, you could see him being the guy that steals some of the carries. And you can see him being the red zone guy. That's really kind of scary there. You know, Thomas is still looks like the number one back and should be based on carries last year, you know, and performance. But Peyton likes to use three guys, and it looks like that's what they're going to do again this year.
You look at, you know, we talk about elite running backs all the time. There are few elite running backs in the league, and most teams are moving to a two-back system. And then you have other teams out there that have three-back systems, and New Orleans is going to be one of those teams with a three-back system.
Right. Mike Bell looked great, but if Reggie Bush, I think it all depends on Reggie Bush's health status is the most important, because Reggie Bush is going to get those extra 10 carries and a lot of receptions that would go to Pierre Thomas and Mike Bell, because Reggie Bush didn't play this last game, and Pierre Thomas and Mike Bell split the carries, and both looked like they were going to get pretty even touches, both running and catching, so I think that's a big key there. Another stat I looked at, I know your boy Maurice Jones-Drew, but he's actually decreased in yards per carry and increased in fumbles since his rookie year.
Last year, though, with that offensive line problems they had, you just have to almost throw the year out. And the fumbles, that's probably just from the increased activity. But the yards per carry, that was just a factor of, you know, he had a high school line in front of him basically last year.
Right. And, yeah, that should definitely help out if you have a better offensive line this year. And then look at inside the 10 carries. Actually, the number one in the league last year was Michael Turner.
My guy.
And my guy, Adrian Peterson, only had 18 touches, whereas Michael Turner had 36. And actually, the thing that surprised me the most with this stat was, guess who was number two? Steve Slayton, little guy.
That is surprising.
I didn't see that coming at all. I didn't see that number at all. And also, we talk about who you need to avoid every year. The Ravens only allowed four rushing touchdowns all season long. And Nnamdi Asamoah, the cornerback for the Ravens, we've talked about before how incredible he is at covering the elite receivers. It doesn't matter if you've got Andre Johnson or Larry Fitzgerald. If you're playing Nnamdi Asamoah, you don't want to play him. Meanwhile, if you're playing the Lions, they allowed 31 rushing touchdowns. So you got the Lions coming up, you should be very excited.
Yeah, the Ravens are a defense that you want. You want to have that as your fantasy defense. If you're playing them that week, then you're in trouble,
right?
Basically.
Right, and the Steelers have wreaked havoc as well. You know, they've been one of those teams. Some teams are surprising you until you actually go look at the numbers. You're not really sure what you're going to get. The Bengals were a top 12 defense overall, and that's surprising a little bit. And the Redskins were a top 5 defense overall. So sometimes teams that you don't necessarily think of as an elite defense can be need to pay a little bit more attention looking at your fantasy lineups each week.
Redskins should be better. You put Haynesworth in there, that shuts down the running game.
Right.
As well as the Bengals. They're going to be better on defense. They should be.
Right. I think they'll be a lot better. Focus on the Redskins for a second. The thing with them is they just didn't create enough turnovers or sacks, which took away their fantasy value. Yards, they were great, and points allowed, they were fine. But now you've got Albert Haynesworth, and they drafted Brian Arakpo. That should really upgrade that defensive line. They should be able to wreak havoc a little bit more and get sacks and turnovers and those kind of things and be more fantasy relevant because they'll get sacks and turnovers.
Part of it too, the division tends to be a run happy division. I mean, it's there's not. Granted, the Philadelphia's throwing the ball, but they're throwing 5-yard passes to Westbrook and then letting him. I mean, it's basically a running game based on passes.
West Coast.
And you know the. You're not going to get too many interceptions or sacks opportunities against the Giants. They're going to run the ball at any opportunity. So that does kind of limit the Redskins' opportunity somewhat.
Right. And, free season picks coming up, just to remind you. 7-5 so far, 58%, and all those picks are free. So keep in mind, you go to sportsrollo.com and check those out. I'll have three more picks up for you this week, every week. And then next week, we'll actually have the first week of college regular season. I'll pick every top 25 game for you. Can't beat that. Thursday through Monday without NFL games, so you'll have football all week long. Should be fantastic.
And how much does all that cost?
Hey, it's all free. I don't know what I'm doing.
Best price ever.
Yep.
Should be charging for this stuff. But anyway, sounds good. But that's it. We're going to take a break. Coming up next, we've got Vince Mullins from FantasyCollegeBlitz.com. We're going to talk a little running backs and sleepers with him, but it should be exciting. You should definitely stay tuned. You listen to the Power Hour presented by SportsOverload.com. Vince Mullins coming up next.
Be a part of the fastest growing sports show on radio. With the Power Hour, you'll reach millions of sports fans with your message. Email Ron at ronshermanadv.com to make your voice heard, your bottom line more effective, and your ad dollars go farther.
Would you like to improve the way your home looks and feels, but don't know where to begin? TheHomeImprovementNet.com is a great place to start. Hi, Ron Sherman here for The Home Improvement Net. With so many home improvement products to choose from, the challenge becomes separating the good and the bad from the downright ugly. TheHomeImprovementNet.com has the answers you're looking for and the information you need. Chock full of innovative ways to make your home a better place to live, it's TheHomeImprovementNet.com. Check it out, TheHomeImprovementNet.com.
If risking a fall while climbing the ladder to clean out your gutters doesn't sound like a weekend well spent, then you need the LeafGuard system on your home. You'll never have to worry about cleaning out your gutters again. LeafGuard is the only patented one-piece hood and gutter system, and it's earned the Good Housekeeping seal. It's designed so that water flows freely into the gutter, but leaves, pine needles, and other debris doesn't. Clog-free guaranteed. Larger downspouts carry water away fast, helping to protect your home's foundation and landscaping from damaging rains. Call 1-800-893-8140 now and save up to 50% on labor. We'll custom make your LeafGuard system right on site in one of 14 colors to choose from. Call 1-800-893-8140 and make no payment for 6 months. Ask how you can receive a gift card good for $100 worth of gasoline with your purchase of the LeafGuard system. Call 1-800-893-8140 now. That's 1-800-893-8140 for LeafGuard.
Welcome back to the Power Hour, presented by SportsOverload.com. I'm your host, Ron Jumper, joined by my fantasy guru, Rick Atkinson, and the freak, Joe Franklin. Joined with me on the line right now is Vince Mullins of FantasyCollegeBlitz.com. How's it going, Vince?
Going great, Ron. Thanks for having me on the show.
So what have you guys been had going on at FantasyCollegeBlitz.com that we need to know about?
Oh, gee, where do I start?
Exactly.
We're in our fifth year of covering all 120 Division I college football teams with a fantasy focus.
Right.
You know, we've got 50 years of playing fantasy college football as a group, the four of us who own the site, and you know, we're looking forward to it finally really starting to take off as a fantasy sport now that you know CBS Sports and
right.
other major properties are looking to get a little more involved in it.
Right. It's in a little bit. It's easier to play college fantasy football now. Used to it's a little bit harder. It's a little bit more of a rarity.
It was 3 years ago. We were still using, you know, spreadsheets and emailing them back and forth and things
right.
like that. So it's really been a big jump here in the last couple of years.
Right. Sounds good. You know, I've been going up and down your site, scrolling through some things. I actually learned a couple of things. I first heard about James Starks' injury on your website in the last day or two. So
yeah, that was the big news. I think it was Tuesday. And while it was pretty quiet on the national scene, I mean, that was one of our top five rated running backs.
Right.
So that was big news on the nationwide you know, college fantasy scene. Because of his injury, we kind of downgraded the wide receiver there, who's a pretty good one too,
right.
Damon Roosevelt. So it's been a pretty big change and
right.
a pretty big impact on what we're doing.
Right. Do you see any of the other Buffalo running backs stepping in and having any impact, Mario Henry or Brandon Thermelius?
Yeah, Thermelius looks like he's the guy who's probably going to take over. I don't know if you saw the note, but he's also Alonzo Highsmith's son. We go back
right.
to the you know a few years with the, back to the U.
Right.
So we've got some bloodlines, which are pretty helpful, you'd think.
Okay.
That's who we currently see getting more reps there in Buffalo and having a little more production.
Right.
But we really downgraded the whole offense because James Stark is a legitimate NFL potential sort of running back. So anything else would be, you know, a big drop off.
Right. And I was already a little bit concerned about Naaman Roosevelt anyway because they lost Drew Willey, their quarterback from last year. That was a very good standout quarterback. So yeah, I would probably bump Naaman Roosevelt down a little bit. You said
yeah.
James Starks is in your top five. What does the rest of your top five look like?
Well, it's been shifting around a lot lately as we're getting more news out of the camps and such. But and the interesting thing this year about running backs is at some points you can see almost eight different guys at the top spot. But right now we're kind of in the camp where Javad Best is our number one overall.
Right.
He's at Cal. Andre Anderson of Tulane. Kendall Hunter of Oklahoma State. And know, I'm particularly high on Jonathan Dwyer, but no, I don't see anyone else putting him in anyone in their top five.
We have him as our number two running back, Jonathan Dwyer out of Georgia Tech.
You know, I could see a bunch of different ways where he could maybe lead the nation in rushing. That system, right. Yes, everybody else has had a year to look at it, but they've also had a year to work out the kinks. You know, they weren't that good at it early in the season.
Right. Well, they're going to be between
a tremendous opportunity.
Right. They're going to be between 250 and 300 yards rushing every week, so there's going to be a lot of rushing yards to go around there. And I hadn't heard you mention LeGarrette Blount yet out of Oregon.
LeGarrette Blount's a guy that I'm a little more cautious on than my chief fantasy officer, Drew Smith. He's the one who does most of the cheat sheets. I'm going to be more cautious on him because of the offensive line turnover.
Right.
I'm not as concerned about, you know, Chip Kelly taking over. That should be a pretty seamless transition for the offense. But just a whole bunch of new offensive linemen, and I just see there being some risk there. There's some other guys I'd rather take in my top five than LeGarrette Blount.
Okay. And also, LeGarrette Blount has had a few – I've heard reports that he's had a little bit of weight troubles going into spring, and they were worried about his work ethic a little bit, but I'm not sure if that's cleared up.
Yeah, I do know he's a big fella, and I also know he got suspended for some violation of team rules, but he was reinstated middle of summer. So I'm willing to think most of that stuff is in the past.
All right, sounds good. Who are some late-round sleepers you got?
Some of the late-round sleepers, it depends on how deep you want to go on sleepers. There are some guys like John Mosier of Colorado State that are not on anybody's national radar, but we think he's got a legitimate shot of being a really good back.
Mm-hmm.
Again, they've got a lot of guys coming back.
Right.
I think most people are, not aware of Middle Tennessee State.
Right.
Philip Tanner had a lot of touchdowns late last season, and he looks like one of those kind of good all-purpose backs that, you know, would probably be a good running back three in most people's drafts.
Right.
Me personally, one of my sleepers I really like is Mario Fannin of Auburn. Supposedly he's playing like a Charles Clay role.
Right. Well, somebody in Auburn's going to have to put up big numbers. Gus Malzahn is the offensive coordinator.
Quite likely. I mean, and so I never did buy into the argument that the spread couldn't work in the SEC. You know, good players make everything work.
Right.
So I'm really, and Malzahn's done it before at Arkansas. So I'm really interested to see how he makes it work in Auburn.
Right. I have another guy I want to ask about. Another guy that got injured was Darren Evans. What about Ryan Williams, his backup at Virginia Tech?
Ryan Williams has been dealing with a little bit of and David Wilson, a true freshman. They're battling right now to get those carries. I know Drew is follows the running backs is in that situation pretty darn closely, and he's kind of leaning right now to Williams, the redshirt freshman.
Right.
But David Wilson's right there, you know, right there probably knocking some carries as well.
Right. Ryan Williams had the big spring game, looked good. Another guy I'm looking at that might be a sleeper is James Wright out of New Mexico. I think he's following Rodney Ferguson. I know they're changing a little bit more of a pass-friendly style this year, but I think James Wright could be a sleeper over at New Mexico.
Yeah, he could be. The New Mexico situation is interesting because they've got that, you know, Rodney Ferguson has that recency effect, but that's not a name that I'll say neither Drew or I are really particularly high on anything going on there in Albuquerque this year.
Right. And another guy that's a big-time talent, we're Arkansas Razorback fans, show's based here in Little Rock, Ronnie Wingo's five-star recruit. He's the backup runner right now at Arkansas. Our starting running back, Michael Smith, is a little bit injury prone, so Ronnie Wingo's a guy I want to grab at the end of my draft just because he's a big time talent. So.
Hey, let me ask you about this then. You have the guy Broderick Green. He transferred from Arkansas to Louisville. Did you get a chance to see much of him? Because I think he's probably knocking on the door.
He transferred from USC to Arkansas.
Right, and he got granted immediate eligibility. So Broderick Green's a guy that
to
might.
To Arkansas, okay.
Right. He's a guy that might get some goal line carries. I don't know if he'll get enough carries to be fantasy relevant. Probably no more than 6 to 8 carries. It's going to be pretty hard for him to break in. He's hasn't been real impressive so far in practice. I would say Ronnie Wingo is the number two back right now.
Okay.
Vince, let me
learn from each other.
Let me get your thoughts on another guy, possible sleeper, Noel Devine of West Virginia. What are your thoughts on him?
You know, I like to root for that kid, and I'm continuously surprised. I've last night I did my seventh college draft of the preseason, and in every single one of them, I'm getting Noel Devine far later than I think he should go.
Right.
We're rating him somewhere in that 11 to 15 area on our all FCS charts.
Right.
But, you know, the ability for the big plays, the fact there's nobody really behind him of similar talent levels, I love that pick, especially if you can get him for a second or third running back.
Right. And generally speaking, what's your draft strategy for drafting college fantasy football? You go
right. This is something where Drew and I definitely agree. Especially even if you're playing the BCS only with the 66 teams, but especially if you're going to the all 120 teams, we think you can wait on your quarterbacks, your kickers, and your defenses at the, you know, almost the end of the draft. You know, for instance, would you feel, you might take an early pick, after the first seven guys go. I mean, you might get Todd Reising in the second or third round. That's nice, but why not wait to the 10th and get a Darrell Clark from Penn State? Why not wait even later and get a guy like Tim Hiller from Western Michigan?
There you go. Now you're talking. Tim Hiller is my guy. I think Tim Hiller could end up being a big-time guy. He's a guy I've targeted in a couple of my leagues.
Yeah, Ron, we're going to get along well if we agree on him then. I think he's a legitimate NFL talent.
Right, I do
great
too.
Great coaching system up in Western Michigan. So we're really of the belief that you can – I mean, I've had success getting guys like Darrell Clark, Dwight Dasher in the double-digit rounds, getting defenses like Rutgers and kickers like Philip Welch, way deep in draft.
Right.
And these are guys who, like I said, I think early schedule weakness is a good thing to look at. So we suggest, really stocking up on your running backs and wide receivers early and waiting on the quarterbacks and kickers.
Well, hey, we're coming up against a break. You want to hang on the line and talk a little bit into the next segment?
I would be happy to.
All right, we're heading up. This is the Power Hour presented by SportsOverload.com. We've got Vince Mullins of FantasyCollegeBliss.com on the line. We'll be right back.
You work hard to make your vehicle look its best. It's got to drive you nuts when tire products sling back, causing potential damage to your paint job. Treat your vehicle to the good stuff with Miracle Glaze Super Gloss Tire Dressing. Our non-sling formula adds a high gloss shine to leather, plastic, vinyl, and wood. Miracle Glaze bonds to your tire surface within minutes, protecting rubber from harmful UV and ozone rays. Call 1-888-286-3850 for two bottles and one can of Miracle Glaze. You'll also get professional detailers' tips on DVD for free. Plus, our tire and wheel degreaser is free with your order. A $40 value for only $19.95. That's right, only $19.95 for two bottles and one can of Miracle Glaze, the free DVD, and our tire and wheel degreaser. So call 1-888-286-3850. That's 1-888-286-3850 or go to MiracleGlaze.com.
At Ron Sherman Productions, we give our clients the personal attention all business owners deserve. With media placed in over 200 markets nationwide, Ron Sherman is still the leader in home improvement advertising. However, our services include integrated marketing campaigns for many other businesses. From TV and radio to online strategies and print, our creative team produces everything in-house under one big roof. Visit us at ronshermanproductions.com. It's always a good day for a great idea.
Would you like to improve the way your home looks and feels, but don't know where to begin? The HomeImprovementNet.com is a great place to start. Hi, Ron Sherman here for the Home Improvement Net. With so many home improvement products to choose from, the challenge becomes separating the good and the bad from the downright ugly. The HomeImprovementNet.com has the answers you're looking for and the information you need. Chock full of innovative ways to make your home a better place to live, it's the HomeImprovementNet.com. Check it out, the HomeImprovementNet.com.
Welcome back to the Power Hour, presented by SportsOverload.com. We've still got Vince Mullins on the line from FantasyCollegeBlitz.com. Let's talk about your website a little bit. Vince, you've got a whole lot of features over there we'd like to ask you about.
Yeah, we've been developing this thing off and on for 5 years. It's a continual, like the U.S. Constitution, we say it's a continually living, growing document. the interactive cheat sheets have been well-received, where you can customize, whatever your league setup is, and we just finally got the forums up and running a couple weeks ago, so we're looking forward to doing customized, personalized advice there. So, it's been a great learning experience putting this all together.
That interactive cheat sheet is something I wouldn't want to go into a draft without having consulted that first. That is really, of the ones I've come across on the internet, yours is the best. It's just slicker and operates a lot smoother than anybody else's.
I appreciate you saying that. We put a lot of time into it. That is really Drew Smith's baby, and a friend of his, Tim Dady, did all the technology backside. But Drew has been on top of that cheat sheet and adjusting it like every single day with new news. And so anytime you look at it, you can assume it is very fresh.
Right. It could give you a headache keeping up with college just because some of the smaller schools, it's hard to find that information. You got to dig a little bit. It's not just right there in front of you.
In particular, one of my pet peeves. I grew up in Akron, Ohio, so I've got this little affinity for all the small Ohio teams. But Kent State is one of the most tight-lipped. You know, you can't get information on Eugene Jarvis's injuries last year.
Right.
And, you know, I tried every single angle I could, even calling them, and they wouldn't give any information on his injury. So it was hard. It was hard getting the top 10 running back information.
Right.
You know, just multiply that times, put that in the Sun Belt, the WAC, and it is sometimes very hard to get information out of these schools. You're absolutely right.
Yeah, you got to do a little bit of guesswork sometimes. Speaking of Eugene Jarvis, where do you have him ranked for this year?
I particularly like him because he's got a lot of offensive linemen coming back. I kind of have him right now in that 3 or 4 spot, but you know, I think Drew has him somewhere in the around the tens. You know, we definitely do not operate as a one hive mind. You know, we definitely
right.
think independently, and but Jarvis is a guy I would have no problem making my first running back.
Right, I think he's a little guy. He's an interesting little fellow. I definitely want to have him as my first or second running back for sure.
Hey, Vince, one of the
second would be great. Yeah, good luck with that.
Yeah, you're probably not going to get him.
Vince, one of your articles I read on your website was about all the games that the fantasy owner wants to see, and I really got fired up reading that article. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, Daniel Freer is. I like this. You know, he's kind of a one-trick pony. The man knows college football, and that's about it. And he is just a huge fan of the game, and he writes some great features every couple weeks. And this is one of them before the season, which is always fun to read. And yeah, he basically lets me. I write down these games he picks and puts them on my calendar. I make sure I don't miss them.
Yeah.
you know, I think opening up the season with Boise and Oregon, and besides the cacophony of color on the field that night, you know, it's going to be a great offensive matchup. And you know, I don't have the article in front of me, but I know some of the other games he talked about were Southern Miss and Kansas, and you know, and some Tulsa games, which are always fun. So yeah, definitely set your calendar to those.
Houston, Oklahoma State, that one, and also Houston, Texas Tech. That ought to be a huge game for fantasy points.
Yeah, Oklahoma State is a team I follow pretty closely. My wife graduated there, and I've almost kind of been adopted there, and they are an exceptional looking team this year. They may even be able to play a little defense. So I kind of fear Stacey Keenan's health during that game.
Hey, let me ask you a little bit. What about the Oklahoma running back situation? What are you guys reading that as?
Well, we're concerned about the offensive line loss, but then we also have to realize that this is Oklahoma. They reload. They don't really have to rebuild. I don't think you can expect to see the differences you saw last year with, you know, DeMarco Murray getting all the big plays and all the short carries and touchdowns going to Chris Brown. But we do think both of them are you know, excellent, you know, running back ones or running back twos.
Right.
We don't see that there should be any change in that system because it works so well.
Do you prefer one over the other?
I personally prefer the bigger plays. You know, the one or two fumbles, a goal line back is going to get sat down. The big play guy, you know, that's just tantalizing enough, I think, for coaches to keep him in the game, split him out wide, occasionally do some different stuff. So
right.
that's just my preference, and that's why I like, you know, Noel Devine more than I guess some other guys might.
All right. Well, we're coming up against a break. Thanks, Vince, for coming on and talking a little college fantasy football. We felt like we've learned a little bit listening to you talk the last 10 minutes. Vince Mullins, fantasycollegeblitz.com. Thanks for coming on, Vince.
Thanks so much. We'll keep in touch.
All right, thanks. You're listening to the Power Hour presented by SportsOverload.com. We're about to hit a break. We'll be right back. We'll talk a little pro fantasy football. We're going to break down quarterbacks. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to the Power Hour. We'll be right back.
Be a part of the fastest growing sports show on radio. With the Power Hour, you'll reach millions of sports fans with your message. Email Ron at ronshermanadv.com to make your voice heard, your bottom line more effective, and your ad dollars go farther.
If risking a fall while climbing the ladder to clean out your gutters doesn't sound like a weekend well spent, then you need the LeafGuard system on your home. You'll never have to worry about cleaning out your gutters again. LeafGuard is the only patented one-piece hood and gutter system, and it's earned the Good Housekeeping Seal. It's designed so that water flows freely into the gutter, but leaves, pine needles, and other debris doesn't. Clog-free guaranteed. Larger downspouts carry water away fast, helping to protect your home's foundation and landscaping from damaging rains.
Call 1-800-893-8140 now and save up to 50% on labor. We'll custom make your leaf guard system right on site in one of 14 colors to choose from. Call 1-800-893-8140 and make no payment for 6 months. Ask how you can receive a gift card good for $100 worth of gasoline with your purchase of the leaf guard system. Call 1-800-893-8140 now. That's 1-800-893-8140 for leaf guard.
At Ron Sherman Productions, we give our clients the personal attention all business owners deserve. With media placed in over 200 markets nationwide, Ron Sherman is still the leader in home improvement advertising. However, our services include integrated marketing campaigns for many other businesses. From TV and radio to online strategies and print, our creative team produces everything in-house under one big roof. Visit us at ronshermanproductions.com. It's always a good day for a great idea.
The Power Hour. It's the secret that all the good sports handicappers know. We bring you the stats and recap so you can bring your A game. Get in on the action, too. Email Ron at sportsoverload.com with handicapper in the subject line to be a part of the Power Hour.
Welcome back to the Power Hour presented by SportsOverload.com. I'm Ron Jumper. I'm joined by my fantasy guru, Rick Atkinson, and the freak, Joe Franklin. Now, we've talked about college for a couple segments. Now it's time to turn to pro. We told you running backs last week. Now it's time to talk quarterbacks. Is Drew Brees without question the number one quarterback?
I'm not sure I'm going to go without question. He's the number one quarterback probably. But, you know, it's when you look at Brady, you got to see all those weapons around him. You got to see all the opportunities he's going to get. And, you know, I don't think you'd be out of your mind to put Brady in front of Brees. I'm not going to do it, but it wouldn't be a crazy move to do it.
I think coming back off a major injury, I would have to go with Drew Brees, number one. I'm not sure if, you know, if Brady played last year, I would still go with Brees as number one overall. He had such a great season. We don't know how Brady's year would have gone had he completed it, but Brees is definitely number one, and then Tom Brady is a close number two.
So you both guys, sounds like you're both down on Peyton Manning a little bit.
I love Manning, but, I mean, part of my draft strategy is always to pick quarterbacks late anyway, so I never even think about these guys because they're never going to be there when I pick a quarterback. So, you know, Manning's number three on my list, and I think there is definitely a tier right there where Brady, Manning, and Brees are the top three. And then you take a pretty good step down, and figuring that next step out, who the next guy is a little bit more challenging to me.
I have to agree with Rick completely there. I'm not down on him at all. I just think the other two guys are just a little bit better, and you never know with Peyton. You know, he's a guy that calls a lot of his plays when he goes to the line. We know their running back situation has gotten better, so Andy may run the ball a little bit more this year.
Right. And, well, see, I have to throw Kurt Warner in that mix. I think a healthy Kurt Warner slinging the ball over the place to Larry Fitzgerald and Anquan Boldin, he can give you elite fantasy numbers. He was one of the top three quarterbacks all of last season. He had a couple of clunkers towards the end of the season when they were kind of resting guys.
You worry about injuries, though. I mean, he hasn't put – last year was kind of the exception where he made it through the year without a major injury. And that's, you know, the guy's old. I love him. I mean, I picked him in several drafts last year because he was available when I draft a quarterback. But
I did steal him from you in one league, and you got a little angry. But
and I think, once again, there the Cardinals are going to increase in their running game. So that's why I would have Warner a little further down the list.
You go ahead and handcuff Leinart in there. If you do pick Warner, I think you almost have to take Leinart or get you another good backup quarterback. But, you know, Rivers, Rodgers, McNabb, those guys all fall in right there together behind that. And, you know, Romo also, that's another guy that falls. And that's kind of my next tier right there. You drop below those guys, and it really gets scary.
Easy,
you know?
Rick. We're agreeing too much. Yeah.
Right. Aaron Rodgers, I really like Aaron Rodgers, too. I just feel like Aaron Rodgers, because he also gives you rushing yards. He gives a little bonus, and I feel like nobody talks about him. So if you were to draft a quarterback in the top four or five rounds, he might be the one you can get at a reasonable draft position that's going to give you elite fantasy quarterback numbers, because he finished number two overall last year at quarterback. So he was a top quarterback that you – actually, he might have even not got drafted in some of your leagues at the start of last year.
No, he's a guy I'm targeting. He and McNabb are two of the guys that I'm thinking, where I'm going to pick a quarterback, those are the two that I would like to have at that level. And Hasselbeck is the other guy that's right on the cusp. You know, you're like, I'm comfortable with him as my quarterback. I'm not in love with the idea.
He definitely looked good last year talking about Aaron Rodgers, but you got to remember, going back to the season before that, you know, defenses didn't have a lot of film on him. And now they do have film on him. I think he's still going to do well this year, But you have to remember defenses will have more film on them, and they'll be able to prepare better for them.
Right. You know, for me, I think we're all, me and Rick for sure, on the same page as far as value-based drafting. I did a league just a couple of days ago where I grabbed Jay Cutler and Carson Palmer later in the draft and stocked up on running backs. I think that's a way to go. Those guys you're going to grab later, who are you thinking you want to grab? Who's the guy you're targeting?
Flacco. All of a sudden, maybe I'm reading too much into one preseason game, but I liked what I saw, and I liked the chance that it looks like they're going to throw the ball more.
Well, right now, he may not even get drafted, so he's a guy you can probably take in your last round of your draft. So.
Right.
I was really impressed with Matt Ryan. You know, he's a guy that's not going to be in that top tier, maybe not the second tier, but if he's a guy that you can get later in the draft, I'm all about Matt Ryan.
Right.
He's got good targets. You got to love Gonzalez. You love Roddy White. I mean, that's a real upside to him. He's got
home
good
in a dome. Home in a dome normally leads to points.
Yeah.
Another thing, I'm going to take a flyer on some guys late. Matt Ryan's a guy I might draft in the later rounds. And I might, if I've already got a starting quarterback, I'll probably take a flyer on Carson Palmer, Matt Hasselbeck, David Gerrard. Some of those guys, you know, if I got those as my second or third quarterback, I feel comfortable with them as my backup quarterback if I've got Matt Kessler, Matt Ryan, Jay Cutler as my starter.
Also, another guy to mention, Eli Manning. You know, he's a Super Bowl-winning quarterback, and he kind of gets lost in the shuffle there. But I think Eli, if you can get him as a backup, that's a quality pick.
Right. I'm a little concerned just to see how the wide receiver position shakes out and the tight end position shakes out. Who's going to be that guy? If Akeem Nicks steps up and, you know, plays like a first-round draft pick, then I feel a lot better about that situation.
It's almost the opposite of Ryan, where you feel good about the targets, and it makes you feel good about the quarterback. In this case, you feel pretty good about the quarterback, but what about the targets? So.
Right, and the system. The Giants were the number one in the NFL in rushing yards, so they're not a team that slings it 40 times a game. So from a numbers perspective, I agree that Eli Manning obviously has talent. I just want to see how their first two or three games go and see what their run-pass ratio is and how those targets develop.
Well, it's hard to imagine, though, paying that much money for a guy to hand the ball off. He's going to have to throw the ball some. I mean, anybody can hand the ball off. You got to pay him that much money. There's a reason. You're going to need him to throw it.
Right. Well, we've broken down quarterbacks a little bit. Up next, we're going to talk about our Bay Bracket. I've got some free picks from the preseason coming up. And we've got some team win totals these guys are going to argue about. You're listening to the Power Hour presented by SportsOverload.com. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Are you tired of major brand tire dressings dripping all over your car? Nobody wants messy tire products slinging back. They cause potential damage to your paint job. Introducing Miracle Glaze Super Gloss Tire Dressing. Miracle Glaze protects rubber from harmful UV and ozone rays. It bonds to your tire's surface within minutes, and just a few sprays of Miracle Glaze goes a long way. No wiping necessary. Other brands sling dressing everywhere, but Miracle Glaze really does stay on the tire, and we can prove it. Go to MiracleGlaze.com to view the amazing results of the sling test. Miracle Glaze introduces a unique custom blend that never stains and never slings. Other products can degrade the rubber and often cause cracks on interiors. Miracle Glaze also adds a high-gloss shine to leather, plastic, vinyl, and wood. Treat your tires to the good stuff with non-sling Miracle Glaze. Go to MiracleGlaze.com today for more information.
If risking a fall while climbing the ladder to clean out your gutters doesn't sound like a weekend well spent, then you need the LeafGuard system on your home. You'll never have to worry about cleaning out your gutters again. LeafGuard is the only patented one-piece hood and gutter system, and it's earned the Good Housekeeping Seal. It's designed so that water flows freely into the gutter, but leaves, pine needles, and other debris doesn't. Clog-free guaranteed. Larger downspouts carry water away fast, helping to protect your home's foundation and landscaping from damaging rains. Call 1-800-893-8140 now and save up to 50% on labor. We'll custom make your leaf guard system right on site in one of 14 colors to choose from. Call 1-800-893-8140 and make no payment for 6 months. Ask how you can receive a gift card good for $100 worth of gasoline with your purchase of the leaf guard system. Call 1-800-893-8140 now. That's 1-800-893-8140 for leaf guard.
Welcome back to the Power Hour presented by SportsOverload.com. Now, the Bay Bracket 2009 has been released. Go to SportsOverload.com and check out our Bay Bracket. It's a 64. We've got 64 girls matched up, broken down into four regions. We have an actors region, an athlete region, a musician region, and an all-time great region. Now, our number one seeds, starting with the actress region, is Scarlett Johansson. And the number two seed is Megan Fox. So I don't know if that may go down like it is. Looking along upsets, we got Jessica Biel in there, Jessica Alba, Ali Larder, Blake Lively, Keira Knightley. So we want your votes. Email radio@sportsoverload.com. Go look at the matchups. Vote who you think should advance to the next round in the actress region. Now we'll move on to the athletes a little bit. We got Julianne Hough as number one overall. I know she's dancing with the stars, but, you know, I still consider her an athlete. Actually, for the athletes, I also threw in Erin Andrews in there. Even though she's a sportscaster, I had to have Erin Andrews on the list. She's been getting a lot of publicity lately for other reasons, but we won't go into that a whole lot. You know, peepholes and things like that. But anyway, and we got, and we'll move into the musician region. Joe's top choice, Beyonce. That had to be the number one choice, right, Joe?
Oh, yeah, no doubt. I think Nelly Furtado, she got a tough matchup there in the first round.
Yeah, 16 seeded Nelly Furtado. I think she's probably going home early. She's probably not going to advance to round two of our Bay bracket there. But that tough 8-9 matchup, Britney Spears, Mariah Carey, probably still going to be Beyonce. But Mariah Carey might have some fans somewhere. We'll see. Carrie Underwood's number two. Then we go to the all-time greats. Rick's choice that he liked her even when she was pregnant, Halle Berry.
She's just a really, really attractive woman. That's all I'll say about that.
Right, we got Shania Twain at number two. So that's a good choice there. I mean, Jennifer Aniston made the cut. It feels weird having her in the all-time greats. I remember, you know, a long time ago when she was doing Friends. But she's 40. We made the cutoff at 40, so Jennifer Aniston, maybe she can make a run at the all-time greats list. I don't know if she would have won the actress region, so we'll see how that goes. But that's the introduction of the Bay Bracket. We want you to go to radio@sportsoverload.com, vote, and give us your opinion on who you think you would vote and who you want to advance to round two. So we'll look forward to hearing what you have to say. Now we're going to bump over to NFL preseason a little bit. I've been giving away a lot of free picks. 7-5 so far, 58%. And got one for you Sunday night. Denver Broncos, Chicago Bears. This is a rematch of the quarterbacks that got traded with each other, so both quarterbacks want revenge. So I think they'll both be trying to put up yards, points, and that leaves me to taking the over 38.5. I think these teams are both going to try to score a lot of points. Over 30.5 seems like the obvious way to go here. And it's a nationally televised game. You have to go with the over on nationally televised games. Seems like the players tend to be up for it. You know, whether it's Sunday night or Monday night, they seem to be up for it a little bit more. They seem jacked up.
And also, what's interesting here is it's the third preseason game, and this is what's called their dress rehearsal when most of the starters will play into the third quarter. So, like you said, these guys are going to have something to prove, and I think they're going to put up some points.
Right. It should be interesting to get into that because, you know, it's almost a real game. It's not going to be quiet. You don't game plan as much. You try to run more of your generic stuff and focus on what you're doing more than you game plan for who you're playing. But, yeah, they'll play 2.5 quarters, maybe into the third, far into the third, depending on how things are going. So you should get to see a real taste. And I'm going with the over 38.5 for the Broncos Bears. So that's your free winner. You got to go to the website to get the rest of them. I'll have games for you Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and all the way through Monday with a Monday night parlay. And then next week, we'll have a college football. I'll be picking every top 25 college games for the spread, so you don't want to miss that. I mean, it's 100% free. There's no signups, no newsletters. There's no way you can do any better than just getting free picks whenever you want. So
I'm really excited to hear your Florida Charleston Southern pick. I understand the line's moving pretty significantly. Opened up at 63. It's up to 72 now.
What? That is crazy.
That is crazy.
Right. Some online sportsbooks do offer 1AA lines, or I guess now full FCS lines. So
could you ever imagine laying 72 points?
It'd be tough. I'm the thing is with Florida, though, last year was a perfect example. You didn't bet against them. They really covered the spread every single week the last 8 or 9 weeks of the season. You just did not bet against them. You know, they would play at Florida State, and the line was a 17-point favorite for Florida, and you're thinking, you know, that's a lot of points to lay on the road. But I took it. I took Florida and covered. They won easily. So you know, anyways, but next we'll come up. We'll have team win totals. We're going to talk about the Cowboys, Packers, and the NFL a little bit more. You're listening to the Power Hour presented by SportsOverload.com.
Be a part of the fastest-growing sports show on radio. With the Power Hour, you'll reach millions of sports fans with your message. Email Ron at ronshermanadv.com to make your voice heard, your bottom line more effective, and your ad dollars go farther.
You work hard to make your vehicle look its best. It's gotta drive you nuts when tire products sling back, causing potential damage to your paint job. Treat your vehicle to the good stuff with Miracle Glaze Super Gloss Tire Dressing. Our non-sling formula adds a high gloss shine to leather, plastic, vinyl, and wood. Miracle Glaze bonds to your tire surface within minutes, protecting rubber from harmful UV and ozone rays. Call 1-888-286-3850 for two bottles and one can of Miracle Glaze. You'll also get professional detailers' tips on DVD for free. Plus, our tire and wheel degreaser is free with your order. A $40 value for only $19.95. That's right, only $19.95 for two bottles and one can of Miracle Glaze, the free DVD, and our tire and wheel degreaser. So call 1-888-286-3850. That's 1-888-286-3850 or go to MiracleGlaze.com.
The Power Hour. It's the secret that all the good sports handicappers know. We bring you the stats and recap so you can bring your A game. Get in on the action, too. Email Ron at sportsoverload.com with handicapper in the subject line to be a part of the Power Hour.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. I'm your host, Ron Jumper. I'm joined by my fantasy guru, Rick Atkinson, and the freak, Joe Franklin. Now, email us anything you want to talk fantasy or handicapping at radio at sportsoverload.com, twitter.com/sportsoverload. Anything you want to talk with us about, you can do it there. And now we're going to talk about some team win totals. We're looking at the Dallas Cowboys first. The over-under is at 9 as far as a win total. Rick, who you got?
I'm going over, although in my heart I'd like to see them go under and just see the whole thing blow up down there. I think that'd be really great to watch, but I'm going to go over.
As a fan, you want to see it go under?
I'd just like to see them win like two games and just see Jerry Jones explode.
I understand. Yeah, because Wade Phillips' seat is really hot down there, and I'm actually going under. You know, I think they play in such a tough division. I have the Eagles right there at the top. Look at what the Giants did last year. Before they lost Plexico Burress, they were right there in the mix to repeat as Super Bowl champs. And so I have those two teams at the top of the division there. So, you know, they play in such a tough division. I have the Cowboys going under 9.
Right. See, honestly, if I had to peg them, I went through game by game for the Dallas Cowboys schedule, and I had them at 9-7, so this probably wouldn't be one I'd lay a lot of money on. I have 9-7 pretty close. But I see them more likely to go 10-6 than I do 8-8. Just thinking, when I look at the scenario, that's the more likely one for me. That division, like you said, is probably the best division in football. It's a great defensive division. Road games in that division are going to be tough. I have them probably going around 3-3 in the division, so I would probably go right at over, barely over 9 wins. Now for the Packers, over under 8.5.
I like that one. I think, you know, I see them winning 10 games, and I think that's easily doable for them. The 8.5 seems low to me, so I'm definitely over on that one.
I feel the same way. I think 8.5 is pretty low for them. And when you look at that division, I see it as, you know, more of a two-team race between the Packers and Vikings. And also, you know, the Bears could sneak in there because last year they were right there. But 8.5 does seem really low to me, so I'm definitely going over for the Pack.
Especially when you think you got two games with the Lions. Right? You're asking me, can you win 6 games? Yeah, right. They're going to do that.
Right. So. When I look at the Packers, it's all about the schedule, like you mentioned. They have 2 games against the Lions, and then they have several very winnable games, the Bengals, Browns, those kind of games that are on the schedule. So they've got, you know, a very doable schedule. And I honestly think sometimes in the NFL, it's a little bit more about chemistry sometimes than making big, flashy, sexy moves. They brought in Dom Capers as their defensive coordinator. They're switching to a 3-4. And they drafted perfectly for it. They drafted B.J. Raji at defensive tackle. He's an elite. I think he's going to be an elite defensive tackle before it's all said and done. He's there. And then they drafted Clay Matthews as an extra outside linebacker. You got to have linebackers going to run that 3-4. And so far in the preseason, the Packers have looked really good on defense. Their first-string defense has not allowed a point yet in the preseason. So I think the Packers could be a lot better defensively. I think Aaron Rodgers is gradually developing into a star. I think Aaron Rodgers is going to be really good. Ryan Grant, Greg Jennings. So I like the Packers over 8.5, easy.
Hey, don't forget Donald Driver, man. The guy's
8 years
old.
Yeah, Donald Driver. Right, right. He's still hanging around. Now, Joe's Pittsburgh Steelers, over or under 10.5.
Definitely have to go over here. And I know, once again, it may sound like a little bit of a homer, but if you look at their schedule last year, I did not expect 12 wins and a Super Bowl title. And this year, the schedule seems a little bit easier. So I say they'd be around 12 to 13 wins on this schedule.
I think anything less than 16-0 is a disappointment for the Steelers. Looking at that schedule, I just don't see how they could not win every single game. It just seems impossible to me.
That's one thing I wouldn't want, Rick. I would never want them to go undefeated, because going undefeated in the regular season means nothing unless you win the Super Bowl. Check with the 2007 Patriots.
Speaking of the Patriots, who has the better regular season, Patriots or Steelers?
Steelers, no doubt.
Well, that schedule sure looks like it. I you know, when I looked at their schedule, I think they'll lose at Baltimore, and I don't see another game where I think they're going to lose. You know, they'll lose one probably that they shouldn't, but the game at Miami could be a tough one. But that's late at the end of the season. Who knows who's playing then?
Right. It's the last game of the season, so it just depends on what's on the line at that point.
All right. Now it's time to go to the Wild Wild West. Look at the Seattle Seahawks over under 8.
I'm going under. I think that's a 7-9 team, and I'm not real optimistic for anything. The upside to them is 7-9 might win that division. So.
I think with a healthy Matt Hasselbeck this year, I actually have them winning their division, getting back to the top. So I'm going over for them. I just think that division is so poor that Seattle's going to rise once again, and they'll be around 10 wins.
Right. I have the Seahawks winning the NFC West as well. I like Arizona okay, but I'm not sure, like we mentioned earlier, if Kurt Warner can hold it together. I'm not really sold on Chris Wells being the running back. Tim Hightower is okay. The defense is still okay. So I'm going with the Seahawks because I love T.J. Houshmandzadeh. I love all the weapons they've got. I'm not sure if any one of them individually will be a big-time guy. And then same thing with the running backs, Edgerrin James, Julius Jones. Even Justin Forsett, their third-down back, could be a guy that can get in there and make a few plays. So I like the depth of the playmaker position. It's not necessarily great week-to-week for a fantasy value, but as far as winning that division, I think the Seahawks are a notch above the Arizona Cardinals. Now, lastly, we have the Bungles, or maybe they'll play good enough to be the Bengals this year, the Cincinnati Bengals, over under 6.5.
Well, that's a tough one. That number is set just right. I'm going to go over, but I'm not very comfortable at over with that. I just could see Palmer being hurt, and that destroys the whole thing. You know, Ocho Cinco's happy right now, but how long does that last? I mean, there's a lot of things that can go wrong there, and the running game looks pretty rough too, so.
I think Carson Palmer is the key to it, coming back into the mix, coming off injury. I have him going over. If you look back at their schedule from last year, they had basically the same schedule as the Steelers, which was one of the toughest in the NFL. And with a backup quarterback, they played a lot of the NFC East teams, which were, you know, some of the better teams in the league, really tough.
Right. I think with the Bengals, I think this is funny that we're all three going over on the Cincinnati Bengals. That's interesting. We're all on the Bengals bandwagon. Now, the thing is with the Bengals, as I mentioned earlier, they finished 12th in total defense. And that defense is only going to get better. They drafted Ray Maluga and Michael Johnson. I think those guys will help early. And then I really like Roy Williams' safety plan, because he's not going to be asked to cover as much. He's going to be able to be a blitzing, more aggressive style, and, you know, a strong safety style, and be a little bit more, not going to have to play deep Tampa 2, anything like that.
Another guy they're going to get back is Keith Rivers, linebacker. You know, he missed almost all of last season, so that's like getting another draft pick back.
Right, and also they stole Tank Johnson away, or I guess the Cowboys gave him away, however you want to look at it. But another guy, Cedric Benson, looks in shape. I just written him off completely, but I watched him play in the preseason game, and he looked back in shape. So I was a little surprised to see that. But that wraps up our team totals for that week. Next week, we're going to have a lot more to talk about. It's the opening weekend of college football. We'll break down the entire top 25 slate. We'll continue to break down position. Probably go receivers and tight ends and defense. We'll talk a little bit of that next week. We've got a great show lined up for you. I want to give a special thanks to our producer, James Ford, back there handling everything. He's been running around crazy today, making sure everything works right. Special thanks to James. We've got my fantasy guru, Rick Atkinson, the freak, Joe Franklin. It's been a great show. We look forward to you tuning in again next week. This is the Power Hour presented by SportsOverload.com, the premier source for free fantasy football and handicapping analysis. Thanks for listening. Tune in again next week.